Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." According to Google, there are over 8 million different species in the animal kingdom. Another article in an online animal journal identified 10 of the most solitary creatures in the world. Out of all those 8 million animal species, only 10 prefer to be alone. The vast majority of animals prefer to be in packs, herds, and families. If that's true for the animal kingdom, it is surely true for the vast majority of the 7 billion human beings living on this planet. While some alone time can be valuable, most of us thrive with the company of others. It's not good for us to be alone. We function better when we have relationships with other people. We enjoy sharing experiences and creating memories with others. We benefit when friends or family members offer up listening ears, helping hands, and empathetic hearts. We feel a sense of purpose when we lend our ears, hands, and hearts to those around us. Of course, all of us are different. We are unique individuals with unique personalities. Because of that, some of us might prefer just a few friends, while others crave a much larger network. Yet, all of us thrive when we have some level of companionship. Our Creator God knows what we need, and in His generosity, He supplies it. In marriage, God provides for that deep human need in a unique and special way. Husbands and wives transition from the households of their youth and join together into their own personal family units. For those who aren't married, God still provides special bonds with siblings and friends and deep lifelong relationships with parents and children. Because we live in a sinful world, there will be times when spouses, friends, and family members depart. Even then, our God does not abandon us. It is not good for us to be alone. So our Lord assures us, "You're never alone. I am with you always." Lord Jesus, my dearest friend, thank you for the people you have put into my life. Help me to see my family members and my friends as precious gifts from you. Fill me with your love so that I may be a faithful friend to others as you have been to me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.